Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello, I'm Max Balagde.
And so am I.
Oh.
I've been CGI all along.
Oh, just like the comments say. I don't know what that means, by the way.
No, I'm really confused. Yeah. They said last episode that the CGI is getting worse.
They say that every episode, but I don't know what that means.
Does that mean that I'm getting worse?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay, anyway.
I agree.
This is the useless hotline. TikTok wasn't working out for us, and neither is my CGI.
The useless hotline is a place where we help you with your queries, no matter how weird, disgusting, or embarrassing. I thought you were going to throw something at me then for some reason. In the corner of my eye, it looked like you were going...
No.
They are. Sorry, I finished my line.
But it won't always just be us. Ooh. Some weeks we'll be joined by a special guest.
We will, but not this week. Nope. However, important news, guys. You might have realised, okay, I've seen some of the comments. You know, they used to do the once a month somebody would take over something.
Yeah,
you know,
well, Max has got some news. He's pregnant.
Yeah, guys.
So once a month, nothing comes out anymore.
No, but yeah, I feel like we dropped the ball a bit with the podcast because we were so busy coming up to Christmas time and then freshly into the new year. We had to bulk film some episodes, but I just rest assured, people.
Yes, people.
We have got plans for the next few months and the Useless Hotline 2.0 is coming, baby. Think guests, think segments, think sexual tension.
Oh, nothing's changed, guys. It's the exact same podcast it always been.
It has. I mean, what? Yeah. But I just wanted to get that out of the way just to rest your little souls. And before we go on as well, back to the CGI thing. What does that mean? I want to know. I see these
computer
comments.
Generated images.
No, I know what that means. Shut up. Well, I actually didn't know it meant that. I don't know what I thought it stood for, but I didn't know it was that. Thank you for telling me.
Well, that's a fun game. Before we go back into this.
You're gonna do them.
I'll find
actual
the,
ones.
Yeah, and you and say then, what you think they mean.
Right, okay. Just in case you don't speak mine and George's internal language, because I realised that verbally we didn't really say what we're doing, but we were both on the same wavelength. So he's we actually
it,
didn't
called,
say anything.
Anagram.
Acronym. 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 So George is gonna say some actual acronyms and I'm gonna guess what they mean.
Okay.
Because I've not got a lot of general knowledge, so this could be very entertaining.
FOMO. That's obvious. You know that one.
Fear of missing out.
Yes. FYI.
For your information.
It pisses me off when people go, for your FYI.
For your FYI. Get in the bin. I'm sorry.
NASA.
Oh, national.
Ooh. Just think about what NASA is.
Oh, the space people.
Yeah.
National.
Aliens.
Alien.
No, it's not.
Oh,
aliens.
Okay. National aerospace, aerodynamic. Is it aerospace?
Actually fairly close with aerodynamic.
Really? National Aerodynamic Space Association.
National and space were correct.
Oh.
Aerodynamic not correct. Okay. It's aeronautic.
What the fuck is an aeronautic?
And then instead of association, it's administration.
Isn't nautical like the sea? Boats?
Yeah.
Why on earth would it be... Oh, it's boats in the sky. Is that what they see a spaceship as?
Something like that.
Yeah, okay, next one. oh, a spaceship! It's called a spaceship!
What?
It's called a spaceship. Nautical, aeronautical. That makes sense. Space, ship. I don't know why this is space and this is ship, but...
Right, scuba. What do you think scuba stands for? I feel like you can work through this one.
Sea, couldn't, under, beach. Sea current under beach. Shut up.
Where's the A?
Oh. And let's go diving. Sea current under beach. Am I right? Shut
Not
up.
Not yet.
Is there an... Oh, my God. Sea current under beach. Ah.
Come on, you need to get
oh
this last
Oh, my God.
One.
Are those four right?
I'm...
Oh, my God. If I'm right, this is wild behavior. Sea current under beach and... No. Sea current under beach at... No.
Just think about water. Begin with A.
Atlantic. Oh. Ocean. Aqua. Sea current under beach aqua.
All of them wrong.
Oh. Are you joking? I thought I did so well there. That's really pissed me off. Come on, what is it then? Are you joking me? Did I actually not get any of those? Are you joking? Oh, so I did get some right.
No, I was joking. Obviously, you got them all wrong.
Oh.
Sea current under beach aqua. What the? Oh,
they
I
all
fancy.
Apply.
Weather looks good today. Should we go do some sea current under beach aqua?
Diving. That makes so much sense. Go on. What?
Okay, the A is apparatus.
Why would it be that?
Because
that's like gymnastics.
The type of diving. The apparatus
oh,
that you
apparatus
need to wear.
Can be unfit. Right, what? Come okay. on, just tell me the whole thing.
No, I'll give you the SC and the
is
A.
Is C, is the SC, I mean.
Is the C, C?
Is the SC?
No, SC is hyphenated, self-contained, and last word, apparatus.
Self-contained under beach apparatus.
Under is half correct.
Underwater yep. beach. Underwater diving.
You, what the hell, what does a scuba help you do?
What does a scuba? Breathing. Underwater breathing apparatus.
Yeah, self-contained underwater breathing. That
beach.
Makes sense.
Okay.
Much more sense.
Yeah, it does.
Than sea. What did you even say?
Sea current under beach aqua.
You tit.
Oh, okay. Right, do one more.
Okay. What's a good one?
This looks like I'm drinking swamp juice, by the way, for our visual viewers, as opposed to our audio viewers. This is a matcha. Hashtag not spawn.
Okay. What does IQ stand for?
See, this means intelligence, and I don't actually know what it stands for, so this literally is just making me look stupid.
No,
this is a
no.
setup. This is a setup, because you no, know that I'm not going to know it.
I personally didn't know this.
Well, it's a level of intelligence. It's like the intelligence test. Internal. I don't know it.
There is absolutely no way.
Internal.
That you've said this is something about intelligence. It tested your intelligence. It's the intelligence test. What is the I? Internal.
Oh my God. Oh, I don't want to do this anymore. Right, intelligence.
And the Q. What do you think the Q
questions.
Could be? Intelligence questions.
That's what an IQ test, an intelligence question test.
Yeah.
Yeah? No, is it actually that?
No.
Oh. 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 I don't want to do this anymore. Intelligence quota.
Close.
Quota graphic.
I'll give you it. Intelligence quotient is the...
Oh, yeah, because everyone knows the word quotient, don't they? Jesus Christ. Right.
Okay, well, last one, because quite funny.
Okay.
What do you think SWAT stands for? You know, like a SWAT team.
Oh. Someone wants a twatting.
Correct.
I actually have no idea. Special.
Yes.
Weaponry.
Close, I'll give
weapon.
You it.
Weapon. Special weapon. Assault team. Shut up. Shut up. Go on.
That
tell me.
Arguably
makes more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Intelligent. Put me on the IQ list.
Put me on the internal questions list.
Yeah.
Special weapons. The A stands for and, which is a bit of a shit
That's
one.
So dumb.
Think military. Military T's.
Terminals.
Not airport T's.
Tank.
Special weapons and tank.
Tanks. Technical.
That's all right, mate. No problem.
Special weapons and technology. Tyranny.
I'm not sure how that's relevant.
Tight. Special weapons and...
Don't ever whisper that again.
Tight. Special weapons and tights. That's what you'll find if you look in my wardrobe.
Special weapon in tights.
Special weapons and... No, I'm not getting this. I'm sorry.
Tactics.
Tactical. I don't know. Mine's better. Someone wants a twat in. I'm sorry. That's
better. I've just seen another one. I really want you to know.
Right. Okay. Last one.
YMCA. What does the YMCA stand for?
Young man. They're the words of the song. I don't know.
Is he a good dad? Hi, young man. What do you think you've been doing?
Young man. There's no need to... Is it young? Is the
young
first
man,
one young?
Young man, come here.
Is the first one young?
Yes.
Is it actually? Okay. Yes. So, let
I won't
me think.
Give away any
Young
rest.
Man, there's no need to feel down. I said, young man, get your feet off the ground. I said, come on, come. Young come.
Yeah, yes, that's right, Max. YNCA stands for young man come. Oh, and what's the last one?
Is it anything to do with the words in the song? Because why does it say come down to the YMCA?
Because the YMCA is actually a thing.
Is it a place?
I assume so, if you can come down there.
Right, young, multifaceted, multicultural. Young, multicultural, centre, alert. That's what they say when there's a new one in the area. Young Multicultural Centre Alert. I have no idea.
It's Young Men's Something Association.
Young Men's Club Association.
No. Go on. YMCA, what could it be? Young Men's Something Association. Ooh. Young Men's...
Party.
What are they partying about? What's their...
Community.
What's the whole thing?
Community.
Sort of. It's a type of community. You're right.
Young men's counters, young men's clapping, young men's... I honestly have no idea at all. Young men's...
Think of groups of people that can be...
Community.
That can be described with the letter beginning with C. It's not community.
Young men's... I really genuinely have no idea here. Is it a C that sounds like sir when you say it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Unless you're saying it wrong.
Young men's carnivores. I have no idea.
The Young Men's Carnivores Association.
Go on, what is it?
Christian.
Shut up. Shut up. That gay song where they're like, is about the Young Men's Christian Association.
Yep, big time.
You're lying me.
They're basically
what?
Just going around going... Come to the Christian house. Let's go to church. That's
I don't believe
song.
That. I'm sorry.
Translated, you can...
I mean, I do believe...
Although
that's
people
so
often
bizarre.
Think of the YMCA or the Y as a simple low-cost gym, the facilities have their roots in Victorian England during the muscular Christian movement.
Wow. No, that's so bizarre. Anyway, right, moving on.
It
has
119 locations.
You're never going to guess who came over to me... And, like, grabbed my arm and spoke to me at a movie premiere last week. Try and guess.
Is it someone that you've had beef with?
Yes.
Does their name begin with E?
Yes.
That doesn't narrow down who you've had beef with.
Yes.
Is it Elphabet Orion Doc and Sue?
Ek and Sue. Ek and Sue, I'm not even exaggerating. I walked past her And I've bumped into her several times since, like, we had the whole situation speaking about her on the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, speaking about her boyfriend at the time on the podcast.
At the time?
I don't know. Well, let me finish my story anyway.
Max, she's just...
I don't know if they're still together. Amends. I don't know. But she... Like, I've walked past her a few times. I typically just, like, look at her and then realise it's her and then, like, carry on walking because I'm like, what? Like, what's... Like, she doesn't like me. It is what it is. But on this occasion, she looks at me, smiles at me. So I smile back and I'm obviously thrown off, like, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
And then as I pass her... She goes, Max, grabs my arm. So then we're like
and
on
you
a...
just start doing the tango together.
Yes, we did. No, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? And she goes, it's nice to see you. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then she's like, it's really nice to see you. She goes, I hope you're okay. And I'm like, is she about to punch me in the face? Like, what's going on? Like, what is happening?
Have you but been in a fight before? I don't think that's like how they normally start.
No, but I was like...
Holy shit, she's going to do it.
No, but I was like, is this like a lie? Like, is she about to be like, jokes, lol, like... So I was just very shocked. And I was like, oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. It was very lovely. But I was very confused, like deeply confused. Mm. And then... she goes to me and then like we go our separate ways. Like she goes inside, I had to go and get my picture taken. I come back into the cinema where like the movie is.
She's there waiting for you, good.
Yeah. No. And just before I go in, she's there again. And I speak to her. And
sure
no,
she grabbed her house.
No. She grabbed me again and she was like, Max, I just need to go. She went, I'm sorry. And I was like, oh, thank you. That means a lot. And she was like, I just wish I reacted differently. And I was like, well, you know, you were defending your boyfriend. Like, it is what it is. Like, I get it. I was like, I wish that it didn't play out like that as well. I was like, but do you know what? Let's just move past it. Imagine how shocked I was. And I just couldn't believe it. I was like, what is going on? Like, she was so lovely to me, so nice, and apologized. So I apologized as well, because I was like, I've been a bit of a dick to you. Like, I was just like kind of play. I didn't take it that deep because I knew that I wasn't lying about like the situation. So yeah. Like, I never really felt bad about it because I was more annoyed that you were attacking me on the basis calling me a liar when I knew that I wasn't a liar. Fair yeah. enough. Maybe it shouldn't have been brought up in the first place, but like it was kind of brought up in an organic way. Like we were talking about how like some relationships in the industry aren't fake. I, based on my experience, thought that their relationship wasn't real, but come to find out, on her side, it was very real, basically. So what the hell? I know. Imagine my reaction. I didn't tell you because I thought I'd wait till now.
What a great time to tell me.
I know, but like, imagine my reaction. She was so lovely. Like, I was just like confused by the whole situation. But then I was like, well, but then we both got dragged apart from each other because like her publicist took her off and then the guy that was like taking me through took me through and they were like, right, you're gonna miss the start of the movie, come on, you need to go. And I was like, I'll catch up with you later, but I never caught up with her, so I message her and be like, hey, thank you for being nice, like,
yeah,
want to chat about it on the podcast. Ekinsu, if you're out there, listen, I think that you're an icon. I also just want to clarify that I have always stanned Ekinsu. I was pissed off at her.
Oh, I first thought you couldn't stand Ekinsu.
No, when she was on Love Island, I've never seen a more like iconic like reality TV person. She's on Traitors in the US right now, and I've not watched it yet, but apparently she's iconic on that. Yeah, she's on with like loads of reality TV stars from the US.
Oh.
And I was more so shocked that after the situation, I had like more beef technically with Ekinsu as opposed to her counterpart, when like the whole situation was with her counterpart, if you get what I mean. Nice. Allegedly. The alleged situation. The alleged situation was allegedly with X person and Y person. But yeah, I just, how crazy. How mad. Ekinsu, if you are free and you would like to come and chat on the podcast, I think that would be iconic. So this is a public...
DMs are open, just slide it.
Right. George is very much saying, I'm joking. I'm not joking about that, actually, but yeah. No, and she was so nice. I couldn't believe, imagine my shock when she was just being genuinely so nice to me. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Because she has such a way about her when you speak to her, and I thought this the first time I spoke to her as well. It's almost like she exists, like everything she says is with so much like seriousness, and like that you almost feel like you're watching like a soap opera. I can't explain it. She grabbed me and it was like we were in
it's
a movie.
Like you're watching acting.
Yeah.
Nice way to put it, Max.
No. But I mean, like, because she was so sincere in what she was saying that I was like, oh my God, this is like a wild like thing. But yeah, anyway, I'll stop going on about it now. But I was just very shocked about it. And I wanted to call you and tell you, but I thought I'd get your raw reaction. I thought we'd raw dog it here on the podcast.
Yeah. Turned down that segment in the past, haven't you?
Yes, I have actually.
But
yeah.
Suddenly when it's on your terms, it's okay.
Absolutely, baby. What about you? Anybody re-emerged in your life that you've...
No, not really.
Oh, that's boring.
What has occurred? I don't know, not a lot. Not a lot.
Oh, that's so entertaining. God, tell us more. Oh my God, that's crazy, George.
I found out the other day that my jokes got cut from the Sidemen video.
No
wonder
jokes,
they weren't loving me in the comments.
But they weren't loving you? Why?
No, the comments were fine.
Oh, right, I was going to say, I'll find
them. The first one where I was in... comments were a bit better.
Okay, so you're comparing yourself to your last performance. Is this not the one where you hosted it though?
Shoot, and I was like, I've not done a good job there at all.
Why?
I've said like a couple funny things, but turns out the couple funny things I'd said I actually didn't get in the video. But
I mean,
quite funny. There was so basically, Big Star 123. I'm not sure if you are aware.
Explain the video for people who are what it is.
They did like a cook-off, and there was an imposter who had to try and ruin the meal for them. And one of the courses, they had an espresso martini, and Vic was there creating his espresso martini. And Vic is a keen DJ. Has made a song with I believe it's Steve Aoki and Alan Walker.
That's so sick.
Yeah. So I went over and I said, this would be a funny little joke. I was like, nice to see you're making the drinks. It feel weird mixing without Steve and Alan here. Enjoyable. Right? I thought that was quite enjoyable.
Yeah.
Clearly the editor didn't think so.
Maybe if you don't, that's a deep cut, isn't it? That's a deep cut. Like, I would only get that joke if I knew that he was a DJ, firstly, which I imagine a lot of the audience do. But then also, like, those two people, it's not like they're in the Sidemen.
I may have said Steve Aoki and Alan.
Steve and Alan, I would have been like, what the fuck is he talking about?
But anyway, and then another one, which is where I was like, gosh darn it, was their second course was potatoes of sort. I went up to JJ with a peeler. And I went, are you sure I can trust you with this? He was like, what do you mean? I was like, I know you've not got a great history with appeal process.
With appeal process? What does that mean?
Yeah. This isn't going well.
No, but I don't know. So what does the appeal process mean? Like appealing a law?
He just appealed his boxing decision, which got didn't get overturned. So he still lost his fight.
See, if I knew that, I would get that joke then. Because I knew that you meant like appealing something.
Yeah.
See, so that would be funny if I knew that. So that's, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, got
that's
cut.
A shame.
You know, we live and we learn.
At the end of the day, you can do is stuff like that. It's not like you can't prepare like too much in advance. Also, I find with stuff like that, when people do prepare too much in advance, it kind of comes off a bit wooden.
I do that with, I used to be like, oh, should I be preparing like a lot? I mean, I do like for a Chris video or something, normally be like, oh, I can think of like a funny
you
joke.
You pretty much
here
know
there,
what you're going to be doing there though, don't you? You're kicking balls, so like then, you want to say something funny as you kick the ball.
Yeah, but then I'm like, the ones that I've written down never make the edit because it feels weird to whittle something off that's not off the cuff.
Yeah.
If
definitely.
You're like just saying it off, it's weird.
Yeah. Oh, that's good though. At least, oi, listen, if you got told 3 years ago you'd even be in a Sidemen video, that's what we said. Do you not remember when we did New Year's resolutions and I said mine is to be more grateful for where I am and realize how far I've come? Do that in that moment, okay? Because baby.
What was my analogy? 3 years ago, in the moment.
You were irrelevant. Nobody cared about you, including your friends and family. So now you at least have these podcast viewers and listeners. Not me, of course.
Yeah.
But these people.
Still working on the friends and family.
Exactly, yeah. But everyone else in your life seems to think you're all right. So, yeah, well done. Well done.
No, I think it was another excuse. It was 2nd or 3rd of Jan. That's not a good time to...
Oh, to be creative juices flowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are still chilling. People are still JCing. Just chilling. Oh, well, have you heard that we might be going to war and we might be getting drafted into the army?
Yeah, but I like to think as a TikTok / YouTube sensation, I'm classed as a key worker.
So, I just this morning was at BBC Studios because BBC News have a podcast, and for whatever ungodly reason, they asked me to come on and talk about being drafted for the war. And I quickly realized, so it went from a like really high up military expert over to me, and I realized quite quickly that I was maybe being a little bit inappropriate when they were like, what was the first
thing? You were like, oh, I like your car key.
No, they were like, what was
nice
the first
scrub.
They were like, what was the first thing that popped into your head when you heard the news that it could be a possibility that people would be drafted to go into the war? And I said...
What, the big fat fog?
And I said, will there be any Rennies, first of all? Because I get really bad heartburn and indigestion. And I said, secondly, is chronic stitch classed as an actual issue that can exempt you from being drafted? And they were like, but what did you really think? And I was like, that. I thought that. No, it was nice. But yeah, how mad. But, sorry, I just realised I just said but about 20 times. Hey up. Whee!
Shook. It's got out of the mind again, guys.
Yeah, just to put everybody at ease, after speaking to the official military expert, the chances of it actually happening are very slim.
Just
so,
to take you back off ease, do you think that they would be like, yeah, you're just about to get drafted, so heads up. They're going to keep everybody... they're going to keep it on the download for as long as humanly possible.
No, but it's like the chances of it getting to that point are so slim. They said what is most likely to happen, that if there was a war, the way it would impact our daily lives are in terms of things like cyber crimes
just
and
dodge a bomb on the way to
work.
Yeah,
just like dodging bullets and stuff. Most people, there's some like movie musicals where there are big shootouts happening, but through the joy of song and dance, they actually make the bullets go in slow-mo and like pirouette around them. So maybe those at home, think about doing that if it comes to that. But
so just sing at the front line.
Why do you think that our generation cannot take things seriously to the point where we get told that it's a possibility we may be drafted for war and TikToks are being made like, get ready with me for a day at war.
See, TikTok and Twitter come alive at these points in time. Like that's what. But I also think it's because we've been so, like, just... I don't know. Isolated.
Yes, I said. If you think about it, our grandparents, their parents lived through the war, and raised them with that kind of like strict mentality of, you know, we don't really have much. We made it through the war. Then our grandparents passed that on to our parents. Maybe less so because things were better, but they still had those values inside of them. Then our parents kind of grew up with. Our parents grew up with more opportunities than what our grandparents did in terms of like it was becoming more accessible to go to university. And then by the time it gets to us, we have everything at our fingertips. We've not experienced war in decades. Yeah. We're in the era of mental health where like in a workplace, we put like people's feelings and thoughts like at the forefront. Whereas for the years before that, that was never the case.
Yeah, you can't just take like a mental health day when you're
at war.
Line,
exactly.
Also, I think technology. Because say, for example, if every time your car broke down, you couldn't just ring up someone and be like, oh, can you come like RAC, can you... RACE over here and come collect me. You have to know how to change your wheel. You have to know how to like get down grubby, but not just between the sheets.
Oy.
Just also all over the place. Like I feel like that would then make it's not.
No,
it's not
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. Like, it's we've not had to do as much for ourselves as the past generations have.
Sort of delegate it off to different things. Oh, if I'm confused about something, I don't need to learn about it. I'll just type into Google.
Example A: when I came back from Amsterdam and my ceiling was leaking, what did I do? I called my mum.
Got a new house.
Yeah, literally. I'm not even joking. I was going to Andrew. Let's just sell it and buy a flat. Like, let's just sell it and buy a flat that's like a new build somewhere, like in the center, where like everything's shiny and new and we won't have these issues. And he was like, Max, let's just call a plumber. I was like, I don't want to. I want to drown in this room and sell this house. Like, it's we are so incapable as a generation. Also, in terms of technology, we're the first generation that grew up being able to research like things. So even like more emotional things, like where we can see different people's experiences in different workforces or in like we have access to things that in the past they would have just been told about via like the media and stuff, whereas we can now actively look into stuff and research things ourselves. So because of that, I don't know, there's just so many issues. I'm just basically making excuses for the fact that we're all a bunch of pussies.
It's interesting as well with the research thing that if you were in the world wars of old, if they were like, oh, you need to be, you're getting drafted, they're like, yeah, sure, I'll do anything for the country. Whereas now
we're
people
a lot less
are like,
patriotic.
Actually, that's corrupt. I've heard this about that. I don't actually think I align myself with those beliefs. You're fighting for this, and I don't think that's actually correct.
Yeah,
you're like
the country because people are a lot more intelligent now because they have a lot more resources available
a lot more
to them.
Questions, yeah.
They can be more critical of like the people that are in charge of them and things like that. Like for example, with Boris Johnson and that whole like COVID party scandal, if that happened 30 years ago, we probably never would have found out about it because that like social media didn't exist, it wouldn't have leaked, and like the newspapers would have probably just been paid off and never said anything about it. Whereas nowadays, we can find out everything. So it's a crazy world that we live in, y'all.
Sure is.
What do you think would be, if we went to war and everybody had to be drafted, what do you think the first three TikTok trends would be? I think first one would be like, oh my God, we're at war. Of course we do this. Like, we're at war. Of course I do my skincare in the trenches.
Yeah.
Next one.
Oh, I need to do that one. Yeah. Oh. We're at war. Of course I close my eyes when I gun down a innocent man.
Oh, okay. God, that got a bit dark. yeah. We're at war. Of course I'm camping out at Big Tesco.
We're at war. Of course I can't shut my eyes and forget about the atrocities I've seen.
Oh my
that
god,
day.
Right, okay, maybe this is a bit dark. Do you know what? Are we being insensitive? Listen, okay, we're not trying to we are being insensitive. Okay. We're not trying to be insensitive. We're just making acknowledgement of the fact that Gen Z make fun of everything when it comes to serious topics. I do not think that like the majority of they told me a statistic this morning. It's like 38% of adults under 40 in the UK said that they would not want to like be drafted for war. And I was like, I thought it would be higher than that.
Yeah.
38%. But, you know, it's crazy. Sometimes you don't have a choice. War just comes to you.
That's a nice point to end.
Yeah, sorry. Actually, maybe we're getting a bit dark here. Okay, next one. Wait, just one more topic. Fitness legend activities have commenced. Okay, okay. So, for all of you out there that have calling me, that have been calling me a whale.
Or fat.
Fat whale.
Porky.
Pork whale. Like blubber. A, blubber king.
Yeah, sea lion.
Big fat fatty.
Yeah, wobbly blobsky.
Big old wobblers. Man.
Grotesque, vile.
Yeah.
Slimy.
Okay.
Gross.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Like a slug.
Mm-hmm.
Like a sort of, just a fatty deposit. Like a Petri dish gone wrong.
Okay.
Is an only, like a species that's just sort of cropped up out of nowhere and you've gone, what's that there for? Like the body shape of a bit of chewing gum you've picked off the bottom of a table.
Yeah.
Like a jelly baby been left out in the sun for too long.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah. Like a little Victorian boy that's been in a car crash. What else did people say?
I can't remember right now.
Like some dough that's been rising for 4 years.
Right. All of those comments.
Yeah, that was really mean of you guys saying that in the comments.
Yeah, guys, why did you do that? Anyway, I have finally put a stop to it. As of yesterday, gym legend is here.
Hell yeah.
Guys, when I tell you the gym that I have joined is mental. I don't want to say what brand it is because I've done that in the past and people have said, like, come up to me in the gym and be like, I listened to you on the podcast, said that, and I knew that you lived in Clapham, so it must have been this gym. It's a really fancy one. It's like a health club.
Right.
And there's literally like bars and restaurants in the club.
Right. Okay. You know, just going to them doesn't mean you're being a fitness legend.
No, but. Right. Okay. Callum just said that so far he's only seen me in a hot tub. If you look at my Instagram story, I was actually running on a treadmill yesterday. Thank you very much.
Nice. How far did you run?
I don't actually know because when I got on the treadmill, I pressed go and then it instantly said like 6 kilometers and I was like, fucking hell, that was fast. But the previous person's data was still on there. So that's why. So, and I didn't know how to reset it because I wasn't that familiar with the machinery.
Tell you what, I'll add from 6 to whatever I ended up at.
When I finished and it was on 7.5, it was a bit upsetting really, so I just chose to not do that. But it has a full spa in it, and when I say spa, I mean like level to which, like, I would
milk,
pay like
eggs, cheese.
No,
you got scratch cards in there as well.
It's like to the level of what I would pay like £150 to £200 a day to go to. Like, it's unreal.
Nice.
Outdoor pool that's heated. Are you taking the piss? Outdoor hot tubs, saunas, 4 steam rooms. This place is wild. I'm living my best life. The biggest gym I've ever been to.
List all the amenities and how many there are. I'm sure people can narrow it down.
Oh, God, yeah. Never mind. Tennis courts, multiple. They're not given a number. And it's just so fancy. And I've never been to
the biggest pool in London.
In Europe.
Biggest pool in London.
All the women have had so much plastic surgery. No, not in like the best way. In like the older kind of mob wifey sort of way. But it's so
iconic.
It's like
a botched job.
A little bit, yeah.
Well, you fit in well then.
Thank you. Shut up. But no, and I went for a run. I ran for around half an hour. Yesterday, which considering I haven't
just
ran
a
in 6 1K, months,
was it?
I ran at right. Let's work. Somebody work this out. I ran at speed 8.
Speed 8.
Yes.
8 what?
I don't know. On the treadmill, speed 8. That's a jog. Do you know what? Drop and give me 20, bitch. What the fuck?
Eight. It'll probably be 8.
Don't please.
It'll
be
8 kilometers an hour.
Is it?
Probably.
Well, I ran for half an hour, so I ran 4 kilometers. Fuck. Go on then, me. I'm a legend. I'm literally sick at this. I defo did not run. Well, about 20 minutes in, I walked.
Did you drop the pace
yeah,
down?
Yeah, massively, because I couldn't carry on. But after not
How
running...
How the hell are we trying to work this? You said, right, work this out, see what I did.
I actually don't know.
Up and down and the pace just stopped.
I actually don't know what I did, yeah. But all because this is hashtag not spawn, but Gymshark sent me...
Can you just do that hashtag again?
Hashtag not spawn.
I will put you at this. This is hashtag.
Hashtag not spawn. Gymshark sent me a PR package and it changed my life a little bit. Thanks, because man, it had Gymshark,
that was really nice.
Do you not get them?
Nope.
They only give them to real gym legends, unfortunately. But they literally gave me, have you seen all these like fitness influencers saying you need to have your greens, and it's like this powder?
Yeah.
So they gave me one of those, and I was like, at first I was like, this is going to be like death, like gross swamp juice.
First you're afraid, you're petrified.
Yeah, but then I realized, I can't remember the rest of the words, I wish I did in that moment, but I don't. Could live without you by my side, me to the greens.
Can I cannot live without you this by... much thigh.
Oh, yes, that was me. That was very much me. All you do is put a scoop of it in, water, a squeeze of a lemon. Delicious. Who knew? Nutritious. Delicious and nutritious. Honestly, so good. Sets me up for my day. Nice. I had, oh my God, pre-workout.
Yeah.
What in the heroin? What in the ketamine? Oh, yeah. What in the speed? What in the hell?
I think I need to up my dosage because mine doesn't do anything for me anymore.
I was lit like a Christmas tree. I was literally on fire. My skin was burning.
You must have been shaking all over the place.
I was driving to the gym after I'd done it. No exaggeration. I felt like I was in GTA. I was like, oh, see that lamppost? Not anymore. I wanted to mow people down. I felt invincible.
How far is the gym from you?
Like 5-minute drive.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't know about pre-workout. You can wait till after you've driven to pre-workout.
Yeah, but I didn't on this occasion because I forgot how
many
igniting
times have you taken it
is. Once yesterday.
it's such a funny
Well, I used to take it like 5 years ago. I used to take it when I would work out, but I've obviously not taken it in so long. And I didn't. I think I did way too much, like powder to water ratio. Drank it all in like 0.5 seconds. I was lit. I put Iggy Azalea on the speaker.
Nice. Done,
odd choice, but I did it. And I was giving it, I'm so fancy, I'm going to kill your mum in this car. Literally, I was driving.
Ooh, hell of a remix.
I was probably driving over the speed limit. I don't know. Don't, anybody out there, don't do it. I was lit. When I got out the car, I was like marching there, running. I was in the changing room, like, put my clothes off, take my... Oh,
no wonder you ran out of energy by the time you got on the treadmill.
No, but it was so good. Like, I was like, oh my God, this is what, like, heroin addicts feel like when they, and again, we're not, like, endorsing that.
It was sick. I've never felt better. I imagine this is what heroin is like. So thanks for the sponsor of this episode.
No.
Dodgy Craig down the road.
No, but it was so mental. My skin was, like, covered in goosebumps. I was itching. All my hairs were standing up. I took way too much. Like, honestly, it was wild. But yeah, got through it. Had a great time.
What's the goal? I would say in the future, pre-workout not needed for a run.
No, it is. Oh my God, I'm a lazy bastard. I would have done 10 minutes if I didn't have that. Honestly, I was listening to. I made a gym playlist, and how embarrassing is this? So
can I look? Can you show me? Your
I mean,
gym
yeah,
playlist?
It's not. It's just like the gayest songs of all time.
Right,
but
brilliant.
Basically, I posted it. I made it very quickly, so it's not like as accurate as I will be adding to it.
God, put the excuses in already.
No, so
No, not even just the songs. Have you made the font bigger on your phone?
Yes. And everybody always, I show it to people and I forget that it is like that. And people are like, are you blind? And I'm like, no, I just like it
it's
big.
It's like my granddad. Oh,
no, I just
like
the big text.
My grandma's just giving me her phone.
I don't know why I just like the big text and I turned it back down to small. And now it's weird to me. I like it big.
Right, okay. So we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Right, 9 songs into this playlist so far, all Britney Spears.
Guys, who can blame me?
How
have
I
you
roll?
Ever tried to go to the gym without Brit?
Hot as ice, up and down, till it's gone, now that I found you, tick, tick, boom, toy soldier, phonography.
That's such a good
big
song.
Fat bass, got Paper Gangster by Lady Gaga.
Banger, banger! You lot know in the comments, okay, banger. Keep going.
But you bet you were lapping this one up, weren't you?
What's
Come.
No, you need to play. You need to play that. This is a song by an artist called Brooke Candy with Iggy Azalea in it. Oh, will it get? Right, I'll just read you the words.
Is it not on the? Is there not lyrics on there?
Maybe actually, yeah. Swipe up, and you read them out.
Yeah. How do you find the lyrics on Spotify?
Pass it here. Oh my god, this is so brilliant. Okay.
Oh wait, no, I found them.
Right, okay. Right, you need to, I want you to read out the lyrics.
Right, so just an idea of Max is in the gym on the treadmill, running along after shooting up the stupid amount of pre-workout, and in his ear he's just got make me come, give it to me raw right now, right now. Seesaw, up, down, up, down. Give it to me wrong way round. Cowgirl, yeehaw. Ho down right now. Trigger finger, pop downtown. Standoff style cowboy showdown now. Super soak, you might drown. Bow down, hold my crown, it's your time now. Make me come, make me squirt. See my titties through my shirt. Get me off, get me wet. Push my pussy to the edge. Make me come, make me squirt. See, I assume that. And then it, after that, it just goes, make me come, 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 make me. That is crazy that you listen to that in the gym. If you were mid-set listeners, surely you just giggled yourself.
Right. Oh, then
we got three RuPauls. Three more Britney Spears. And then just two random songs that I assume were just suggested to you.
I think so, yeah.
It's right. RuPaul, Britney Spears, Come, and Lady Gaga.
Right, so the song Come is by an artist called Brooke Candy that supported Charlie XCX one time when I saw Charlie XCX live. And I heard the song and I didn't really know what the lyrics were. I was just like, oh, this is like a bop. And then I realized afterwards that Iggy Azalea was in it. And I was like, oh, yeah. I like Iggy Azalea. This is a lot of caffeine in it, I'm finding out. I feel lit a little bit. Not as lit as I was yesterday. However, yeah, I listened to that. And I am now realizing, once it's been, you know, said out loud, that that is very intense lyrical.
Yeah.
Lyrical madness. But you know.
I bet you were there thinking you're like a little boss bitch on the treadmill.
Oh,
just like,
yeah.
Trying to power through.
Oh, absolutely. But the funny thing is, when I posted, so somebody was like, what is your gym playlist? And I was like, oh, I've just made this one. As you can see, it's all Britney Spears. Put a screenshot of it on Instagram. People then searched my name on Spotify and I got loads of messages like, your playlists are so weird. And I was like, what? I had no idea that people could see my playlist like at all. Let me read out some of like the playlists that I've got. So one's just called Reading Fest. That's not that bad. Wait, let me find
you crazy cat.
I've got one that's called Skiing that just has all my like calming songs on that I listen to when I'm
just
skiing.
Just a calming song.
One that's called Blue Tears, and has a teardrop emoji. One that's called Big Fat Barcy, and I listened to that when I was in Barcelona. Oh, one that's called Pussy Juice Truffle Butter.
What? Why?
Because during COVID, when I was at uni, me and my friends turned each room in our house into a different club, and then we had to come up with a club name, and me and my friend Claudia turned my room into a club called Pussy Juice Truffle Butter. I don't really know why, but that happened.
Nice.
One called Groovin' and Shaking. One called Spooky Cauldron Bubble Death, and it's got loads of like.
What's wrong with you?
One's called.
It doesn't matter how long I know you.
One's called Valentine's Paella Vibes.
What does that mean?
Because I ate a paella on Valentine's Day one time with this boy that I was speaking
to,
and I made
right
a playlist.
Now. You sound like an indie artist explaining like the names
meaning
of
their lyrics,
the names of their songs.
Yeah, one's called L'Oreal Baby, and it was when I got my job at L'Oreal, and I just listened to all these songs. Yeah, very bizarre. One's just my friend's name, and I would put it on when she was in the car with me. Yeah, weird vibes. One's called Pots and Pans, because the songs all sound like they have pots and pans in it. I don't know.
What mood would you need? Do you ever just go, oh, I quite fancy some pots and pans?
Yes, that's quite gym vibes, actually. Like what? Jimmy. I would say that song, Come, would be in Pots and Pans category.
Right.
Okay. It's like bang, 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 bang.
Well, it's a different type of bang.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, shall we do our job?
Yeah.
I just think that we should. You know, we've embarked so much wisdom on everyone.
Shut your mouth.
Right, okay. I'm just going to send an email that I've received from head office to print.
Ooh. As far as I'm concerned, this is the head office.
Woo! Eh?
With what we get up to.
Also, I cleaned your computer a little bit. So you're welcome would be nice. I mean, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. A thank you would be nice, because the comments kept saying that we need to clean your thing.
Well, they're still fucked.
Yeah, I didn't clean it that well, but I cleaned it a little bit.
The side of yours.
Right, okay. I couldn't get it out of those tight spots.
I couldn't get out of those tight little holes.
Dear Queef Executive Director and Proper Fitty, thank you for using our official titles. I have a proper dilemma.
Proper.
George, as the straight half of the podcast, I would like your advice.
Nice.
I, a girl, like this boy, and he likes me back. Ooh. But I'm a bit hesitant to be in a relationship with him. I am bi, and I've heard that this can be a bit of a turn-off or make their partner a little bit uncomfortable. How would you feel if you had a girlfriend and she came out as bi? Would this change the way you feel about her? Love the podcast. P.S. Max, you have amazing hair and teeth. You're a proper fitty. Wow. I like that a lot. Thank you. Thank you. What are you thinking?
Impossible.
Oh, you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Good one. No, that I go anywhere near anyone who's... No.
Yeah, yeah. I think... how would you feel if like you were with them and then like a year afterwards they were like, oh, I've discovered that I'm bi? Because how do you come to that conclusion?
I don't know. Yeah, I feel like it's a slightly different scenario. If you go into the relationship, they're like, I'm bi. But
yeah.
Okay. Just means I'm better than even more people.
Yeah, that's true. That's so true.
But then if you're mid-relationship and they're basically just gone like, like, I mean, I feel like it's different. Obviously, you'll be coming to terms with it before, but say they've suddenly had the epiphany, like, holy shit, I'm bi. Then I'd be like,
how did you come to that conclusion whilst you're with me?
Oh, that's great that you can.
My tits got that big.
you got the confidence to tell me that.
Mm.
But also, who the fuck is this bitch?
If it's like,
who's this bitch you've been thinking of?
Yeah.
I would say. It's not breakup territory. Because it is just them discovering a part of them. But I'd feel like it's not overstepping the mark to be like, that's brilliant and stuff. And then once it's settled for a while, I'd be like,
ask questions.
By the way, love, how did you come to that scenario? And it's like, oh, I was just like porking some girl over the weekend. Mm. And you'd be like, ooh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I think as long as if someone's open and honest about it with you from the start, seemingly from this dilemma, she knows that she's bi.
Yeah.
Just walk into it like that. Like you said, if anything, it's almost a bigger compliment, because it's like, I've assessed every single person in my life, other than possibly family, and I choose to be with you, or I choose to like you.
Everybody's an option, and you're the one I chose.
Yeah. That's such a good way to look at it. That is a good way to look at it. When I met Andrew, he told me, so obviously we matched on like Hinge and everything.
Yeah.
And he came out like a lot later than I did. I think he was like 21, 22. And he had only ever had one boyfriend before me. And he like kind of came to terms with it all a lot later that he was gay. And then, but also kind of like he still would be with girls every now and again. Not once he came out. But, like, he says that, like, you know, he is attracted to, like, some girls every now and again, but, like, it's not... I think if we view sexuality as more of, like, on a spectrum for some people, like, for most people, it's like, oh, I am this or I am this, like, and that's just how they feel. But for some people, it's just a bit, you know, in the middle.
Yeah.
When Andrew told me that, I wasn't like... Oh my God. If anything, I was like, oh my God, so you're choosing me like out of everyone. Like, I'd say he described it as like he's like 10% like could be with a girl, but he'd always pick a boy over it and everything. And I was like, that's nice to know that even if that 10% was at play, you're choosing me.
Yeah, I guess you can still, when in a relationship, look at people and be like, subjectively or even objectively, I find that person attractive.
I do that all the time. Objectively, I'm going to sleep with that person behind my boyfriend's back. What's wrong with that? Like, it's 2024.
Yeah, if they just start doing that more and more with people of the same sex, then I guess, I might be bi, but I'm not going to act on anything because I'm in love with you.
Exactly.
But that's not even the dilemma. Dilemma's easy.
Yeah,
just tell him.
Just because somebody is bi, it doesn't mean that they're more or less likely to cheat on someone.
Yeah.
Cheating is still a thing. Like, you fall in love with someone, you're with them. You can be anything. And, like, straight people cheat all the time. Gay people cheat all the time. Mm. Baby, we're all cheaters at heart. Except not me, because I'm a nice person. Right, is the phone ringing? Oh my god, it's so weird that I looked at my keyboard, but the phone... George, would you...
What the flipping heck?
Oh my god, yeah. Your ear brigade's just started ringing. Thank you, George. You really got that, in there.
Hi, Max and George. Hi. So, my coworker recently got engaged and asked me to be in her wedding, and I was very happy for her, so I said, yes, I'd love to. I've never met her now fiancé before, so I was asking her questions like, what's his name? Where's he from? I asked what he does for work, and she said, oh, nothing right now, because he just got back from jail. She immediately started to say it was nothing bad and just kind of carried on with the conversation. When I got home, I looked him up, and he was charged with sexual assault on a minor in a completely different state. I found out he did go to jail and then was put on parole, where he proceeded to cut his ankle monitor off and then fled 14 hours to my state, where he met my coworker. I also found out that he has a whole other family that he just kind of upped and left. After a year of being gone, he's finally out of jail and living with my now newly engaged coworker. After knowing all that, I don't know if I really want to be in this wedding anymore and or attached to it at all, and my coworkers keep making fun of me for it. So, my question is, how do I tell her I don't want to be in her wedding anymore, and or which one of you wants me my plus one? Thanks!
Wow.
Sounds like the speech just writes itself now.
Yeah.
You found the information you need. Just go for it. Write it all down.
I mean...
I'm just confused how he managed to... assault a minor from a completely different state. That's incredible reach.
Oh no, my god. That's awful. That is awful. I find it so bizarre when people get with, not like, you know, let's think about like criminals as a whole. There are so many different types of crimes.
Top five criminals, go.
Top five criminals. Top five crimes. I would judge a friend if they got with somebody that was doing sexual assault on people, especially children.
Yeah.
I find that very bizarre. No, but I find it odd that, like, I just can't imagine ever wanting to be in a relationship with somebody.
Are you sure you want this going on the podcast? People do watch this, you know. You just come out with these outlandish beliefs.
Yeah, what do you think? I don't know. I think you're well within your rights to say, do you know what? I found this out. And they're also only co-workers. So, like, you can't really be that close. Like, I mean, we're co-workers and I don't even know his middle name.
Yeah.
Do you have a middle name? You don't, do you?
Yeah.
Is it Andrew? Shut
Max,
up.
You are getting the lines are blurring real quickly.
What is
here.
It? Is it Andrew? I remember you telling it to me. Is it your granddad's name? Is it like Christopher or something?
My great granddad's name.
Yeah. Oh, I can't remember. It's your great granddad's name who won in the Olympic shooting somehow?
Commonwealth Games shooting.
Commonwealth Games. Oh, fuck me. Right. Oh my god, I cannot remember his name, but based on how posh you are, I'm going to say, like, Jaunty.
No.
No, Philip.
No.
It's something like that, though, isn't it?
No.
Is it, like, is it a more different name than a usual name? Or is it quite a common name?
For,
like, an older
two.
Gentleman. Between the two. That helps me in no way. What's it? Right, that's, John.
No. That's
too basic. Okay. Yeah. Paul?
No.
Paul wasn't really that big back then, was he? I really, really do not know. I really don't know. Go on.
Do you not even have half a clue?
Arthur! It is, isn't it? Oh my god. Yes, because I remember saying it's so weird that now two of your best mates are called Arthur.
Mm.
Wow. The three Arthurs.
How the hell did you even get that in the end? That's crazy.
I know, that's crazy. I'm so clever. I am clever. Yeah, do you know what? That is kind of between the two as well.
Yeah.
You were right. Anyway, back to the topic at hand. What advice do you have for this honourable person?
I say... yeah, if you don't want anything to do with that person's wedding, then just get your little ass out of there.
Because
if you had to do research to find out the person's name, then clearly you aren't that close to the coworker.
Yeah.
And as much as it's like a nice thing and you'd want to be like, oh, yeah, I'll do that for you. As soon as you find out the person has performed sexual assault, cut the ankle monitor off and fled, then it's like, well, you've made your bed, mate.
Yeah.
Lie in it.
Oh, God.
Not
maybe don't.
Their bed.
No. Yeah, I agree. And I think, do you know what? I have very low tolerance when it comes to weddings as well. I think that so many people who have weddings think that because it's their special day, it has to be your special day as well, and everybody has to be on board. Sometimes your wedding is an inconvenience to my life. Sometimes I don't want to travel all that way. Do you know what I mean? Like, and bear in mind, I went to two weddings last year. One was my sister's and one was my stepsister's. Had an amazing time at both of them. I went to three weddings last year, actually. Right. And they were all, like, amazing, and I had the best time. But then I hear from my older sister, who is now at the age where, like, all of her friends are getting married. And it's like, she went to something like seven weddings in a year. And some of them were in, like, Canada and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh my God, if my life gets to that point, I will not be happy.
Well, if my life gets to the point where I have to celebrate all the time.
I don't want to celebrate
your holiday.
Oh. But then actually, that's quite selfish, because when it comes to my wedding, I'm going to expect everyone to celebrate.
Yeah, you will.
I will do that. So do you know what? I take back what I just said. And any weddings out there, feel free to invite me. That's what I'm saying there. I've just had another email through.
Have you?
Yeah, I actually have.
I never
have,
get
so.
Emails these days.
It's all me. I do all the work around here. Baby.
You've got a passion fruit drink in here.
I know that.
Hi, Max and Greg.
Oh, I guess I don't get to read it then.
Oh, sorry.
Wow.
Go on, Greg. Loser.
Hi, Max and Greg. Hope you're well. I'm currently in year 13 doing my A levels, and it's so freaking hard. Language. Yeah, you're still at school. Why is there so much content to learn? How did you manage your A levels? And any advice for a stressed student? Thank you, and love the pod. See you at your Leeds show.
Oh, yay. Come to our tour. Well, A-levels are solid, I'm not going to lie. Do you remember A-levels?
Yes.
Did you do A-levels or did you do a BTEC?
I did A-levels.
Did you not do any BTEC? Yes, see, I knew you did BTEC sport, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're one of them pricks. I've got so much coursework to do. I need to run around a field.
No, we actually
shut
did
up.
A thing. We did.
Shut up. Let's carry on.
Oh, sure. I've got some homework to do. We did a thing called Deadline Day Challenge.
What's that?
Where you don't start the coursework until deadline day and you have to try and complete it in the lesson.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
But it was an intense lesson. Like,
the teachers did this?
No, they were present, but they were just like, I mean, it's your funeral. For the first like 2 weeks or something, we're just like chill on the computers. And like, because it was pretty much my whole friendship group, and then just like two or three other people who we like got on with, and then one of the coursework bits was so small that we were like, I reckon we could fit this into a day if we really go hard. So the like weeks going up were just like loud chatting, like everything, and then the one lesson, everybody's complete silent. Everyone's got their headphones in,
I'd
just like.
I hated that. There were some, I think when it comes to A levels, some are much harder than others.
Yeah.
And some, like, for example, not gonna lie, my sociology exams, I didn't revise until the morning of for a full A level exam,
nice
which
respect.
Is not the best like method.
What is sociology? Just being social?
No, it's about like
just
social.
Go in and just, is it like French speaking exam, but it's just in English?
Yeah, literally.
Hello, Max.
Hello.
What did you get up to this weekend?
No, it's about society. It's all like society's norms, values, all the institutions within society, like school, healthcare, religion, everything. But the thing about sociology is that if you know the basics and you know the basic theorists like Marxists or the other basic theorists that I've forgotten, you can literally just blag it. So
yeah.
On the morning of my exam, I wrote down like five really important quotes from these big theorists and then just worked out different ways that I could apply them. But do you know my sociology A-level exam is the one that I overdosed on hay fever medication and had to be wheeled out in a wheelchair? So I found them very, very difficult.
I I hear these stories and I wonder how I've forgotten about hearing them the first time.
It was wild. My world came crumbling down. The night before, my hay fever was so bad that I took a pill, and then morning after, took another pill. All of these are one-a-day pills, by the way, like one per 24 hours. Basically, leading up to the exam, my sneezing would not stop, and I was like, I cannot be in the exam sneezing, blowing my nose, everything, eyes all swollen. So I ended up taking 5 pills. And then cut to sitting in the exam. I've got all my theorists memorized in my head. I'm writing it down. And do you know that scene of Will from The Inbetweeners when he shits? Literally, I shit you not, pun, I was that. That was me. I raised my hand and all the words were spiraling all around me. I felt like really dizzy. I raised my hand and I was like, bear in mind, these exam invigilators are like past students who do not give a shit. I was like to this boy who was like in the year above me who had just left. I was like, I don't know what's happening, but I don't feel okay and I think I need help. And he was like, okay, I'm going to go and get someone. Goes to get the head invigilator who happens to be my primary school reception teacher who I'd not seen since then. And she's like, Max, oh my God. Is that you? And she's like, are you okay? I had to be taken out. Like, I'm there walking. Everybody is looking at me because I'm sat at the front of the hall because I get extra time because I have shaky hands. Everybody's watching me be carried out.
Is that the, how much extra time do you get just because your hands shake?
Oh, George, I ruined the system. Do you want to hear this? I got 25% extra time, laptop use, all my exams I typed, I didn't even write, and rest breaks. Do you know what a rest break is, my friend? Put my hand up. Miss, I need a rest break. My time stops. I can sit there for as long as I want. I can go on a walk outside.
What?
My time has stopped. I wrecked the system. Nobody sue me. I don't think they can sue me. I don't think they can take my qualifications away. I don't know how.
I haven't got any. How the hell did you still leave of those grades?
Bear in mind. Yeah. Bear in mind, GCSE maths. You don't even need to write a lot. My hands shake, so I write really slowly. And my hands would cramp up because it would take a lot for me to write. So they gave me laptop use and extra time and rest breaks through the years. And it would apply to all exams. So when I did my GCSE maths, which requires like no writing, obviously, it's all brain, I would read a question and be like, oh, I think I know that, but like, just let me have a rest break and think about it. Sit there, staring at the question, going, right, how do I work that one out? Right, I'm ready. Write the answer down.
You can still look at the thing while
you're
resting.
They make you close your paper, but like, You can still remember what it was, or like remember the general thing that you looked at.
Is there a limit on amount of rest breaks?
No. I would sometimes be there.
You should just be after every question, just be like, rest.
I would sometimes be there for like a full hour after everybody else had left because I was building up my time that I'd accumulated through all my rest breaks. It was wild. This one girl.
You can't make a poor invigilator have to stay until like 1 a.m.
No, so when I passed out and they had to wheel me out, they had to put me outside in a wheelchair because I couldn't be in like the halls or around anybody that could come and tell me answers, or like I could have written something on the wall and everything. So I had to be faced against like just this field outside in a wheelchair. And then they came and told me, they were like, Max, like...
like a retirement home.
Yeah, honestly. They came and told me, they were like, right, Max, you need to come back in now because it's been an hour. And I was like, how has it been an hour? I've just been sat in my head. I've been there for like 5 minutes. Then I like, I'm there down, head down, because they made me shut my eyes and put my head down so that I couldn't look at anything. They wheeled me through the school, didn't tell me where I was going, opened my eyes. There's blood everywhere, all over the floor, all around me. I'm starting to panic, thinking, oh my God, this is my blood. Like, what's happened? Turns out a year 7 kid had fallen and cracked his head open. So they'd called an ambulance.
Turns out a year 7 kid has fallen in front of my wheelchair. And I went mauled straight him over.
No, he'd cracked his head open. An ambulance came. So whilst the ambulance was there, they brought me to where the ambulance was to also check on me. And they basically did a blood test, like a little prick thing. And they were like, yeah, he's like got loads of antihistamine.
That's a nice little nickname they gave you.
They were like, yeah, he's got loads of antihistamine in his system. So I had to go and sit in the head teacher's office with just me and her until about like 5 o'clock. And then she just fed me like biscuits and stuff to like bring my sugar levels back to normal. And then she was like, right, you can continue to write the paper now. And I got an A.
Oh, was this GCSE?
A-level. It's my A-level sociology exam.
Damn.
Wild times happen in sociology.
When did the exams start?
Like, I think they either started at like 9 or 1, didn't they? So I didn't finish it until about like 7 p.m. and it started at 1. I think it, they, yeah, they always started at like 1:30 or something, didn't they? Or like 9:30, I swear. Like so yeah, and my mum had to come and pick me up from school because I couldn't drive home. Fun fact of the day, y'all.
I always wonder how they can guarantee that a school isn't just cheating.
I know.
How a school can't just be like, right, these ones are the ones that are supposed to get the good grades. We'll make sure that they do get the good grades and nobody will question a bloody thing.
Yeah.
Because it's all in-house, like, done, but isn't
it? Aren't the exam invigilators that come in work for the exam board? Oh, I'm they sure don't work for the off. School. Yeah, true, actually. Oh my God, yeah, why aren't we doing... Do you know, one of my... some of my A-level exams, because I had extra time and rest breaks and everything, they didn't put me in the main hall with everybody else. They put me in this separate, like, building with just, like, three other students in a room and one person. This woman would be sat at the front on her phone, just, like, texting. And these two other people that were in the thing with me were openly cheating. Like, I saw them, like, getting out, like, notes, reading them under the desk. And I was, like, obviously terrified because back then they make you think, yeah, like, if you cheat on your exams, you're getting arrested and everything. And they were, like, on their phone. I would see them on their phone all the time. Wild times. But I never ever cheated on an exam. Unless...
Did you have any friends that did?
No. Well, no. There was this one girl who... Oh, my God. Iconic. This girl who was called... I don't want to say her name, actually. But she basically wore a hijab. And she told me that she recorded on voice note her, like, revision notes just playing and over and just had headphones in throughout her exam.
So sick.
How iconic is that? Like, and just had headphones, like, wired into a thing. Like, but I just kept thinking, oh, my God. Like, imagine if there was ever a fault with the headphones or something and it played out of the actual phone. Like, your life's over. But obviously, yeah, it was worth the risk for her. She was living on the edge.
This is completely not related at all. But for some reason, you saying, oh, I can remember this girl, I'm not going to say her name, reminded me of it. There was a girl called Darina who was blind.
Ah.
And we were, like, best mates at school, like, primary school.
Mm.
And she got obviously, well, not obviously, not all blind people can read Braille. I didn't realise that.
Yeah.
A lot of blind people can't read Braille.
Mm.
And, yeah, she used to, like, read Braille and stuff all the time. And then I think it was reading time or something. She was getting a little bit handsy. I was like, Darina, get off the knee. What are you doing, love?
Did she think that your cock was Braille?
She thought my scab was Braille. Well, I don't think she thought that. But yeah. I just started picking my scab off. I was like, hey, love, come on now. Started bleeding. And I was like, oh, this friendship's over.
That is wild. That is wild. Yeah, hey, because
she could see what she was doing. She didn't know what she was picking up. Could have been a little bit of, like, mud off my shoe or something.
I mean, I guess.
Sort of doing a favour. Oh, you got something nasty in your arm there, George.
Yeah, you could accidentally, like, mistake some things as Braille, I guess.
I don't think she thought it was Braille.
Was she just getting a bit
like,
handsy?
Oh, I like your tattoo, George. What is it off? Don't you dare call me that. And just, like, scratches it off.
She was just taking advantage of you a little bit. Mm, fair enough. Wow.
Then I saw the Harvester.
Oh, like, would you
6 or 7 years later?
Would you ever go to a high school reunion?
Yeah, but I think way too early for that now, isn't it?
Way too early.
Yeah,
I left high school. Oh wait, I was gonna say 10 years ago. That's absolutely not true. It was like six years ago.
Yeah.
I left in 2017. So what's that? 7 years ago?
Yeah, that's still way too early.
That is quite early. You typically would do a 10-year reunion, wouldn't you?
Yeah. And I would be interested then.
It would be interesting.
Who's gone where? Who's bold? Bold's a big one.
Bold.
No, who's just bold? Who's walking in there like...
Big, strong.
Really sure of themselves. Yeah. Who's put on weight? Who's a little chubby chubster now?
Me.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
People but me.
Chubby chubsters, but I'm going to point you out if you are one.
But do you know what? Like, when I... When I went home for Christmas, I actively was like, oh my God, if I like go out or like see anybody, they're going to be like, oh, that's Max from high school and now he's a porker. So that's what also what's encouraging my fitness legend.
That's good, because you've been keeping such a low profile.
Yeah, and I'm very discreet.
That they'll have no idea if you gained would have weight, seen lost me. Yeah, weight, of course. Had any awful haircuts throughout the time.
I do think, what on earth do people from high school think of me now?
I think this as well. What the hell do they think of Max Beleg?
But they must be so
confused.
I think a lot of... No, but I think some people will be like... What the fuck? Because I think when we live in London and like we operate like in this industry, we kind of take it for granted how bizarre it is to be in this position.
Yeah.
So if somebody else was from like my school and they were doing this, I'd be like, what the hell? That's mad that they ended up doing that. It's so bizarre. If you go to my school or if you went to my school and you watch this podcast, comment down below. I'm very keen to hear.
My friend, when... he's got a weird name.
Yeah, Bah Humbug.
He went back to do like a placement year at our school, because like after uni, like, you know, you did placement years for teaching.
Yeah, because you said he went into the staff room and everything.
Yeah. And he was like, the kids used to come up to him and they're like, oh, were you in George Clark's year?
That's mental.
And then he was like, yeah, he's like one of my best mates. That's really cool.
That's crazy.
That's so weird.
That is
unbelievably
weird.
That's
so weird. Yeah, like my little sister, because obviously she goes to the high school that I used to go to.
Yeah.
And she says it to me like nobody gives a shit, like at all. But then I've heard like her friends like on the phone be like, is your brother in? Like, oh my God, like such a body was saying this about him at school. And then every now and again she'll be like, you got brought up in my class today. Like one of my teachers spoke about you because like they used to teach you and all this. And I'm like, that is so mental that like shit like that happens.
Because you forget people that you've met in passing who you still are aware of.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You just crawl up on their phone.
Like if
every
I went to
then.
My school gates, I'd probably get beat up, first of all. But like, and I just like picked my little sister up from school. She would be so mortified. Oh my God, I should so do that. She's in sixth form as well. Why have I never done that? I need to go and pick her up from sick form one day and record it. No, that's probably illegal. Callum's like, oh yeah,
yeah, record the sixth form, record it.
Oh God, get it. I'm not allowed in your schools anymore. Get a video for me. yeah, that is so mad. Oh my gosh. What happened to me? Oh, somebody sent me a message and they were like, apparently you were in this uni accommodation in Newcastle and I'm in the exact flat and room that you were in. And I was like, what? So I opened the message. It was the exact flat and like room that I was in four or five years ago when I was at Newcastle.
That's mental.
Bear in mind, my own friends didn't even remember what flat number I was in. How was that? I had no followers for like 3 years after that. How was that information passed out? How was that happen?
I want to find my old thing and see if anybody...
Oh my God, yeah, call it out.
Yeah.
All right, anybody in Newcastle, if you remember, I had a full saga with my landlord where she accused me of staining my mattress and I didn't. So I went back and forth with her for 6 months, got the police involved, and eventually won the £45 charge that she tried to charge me. And in that house, I lived at 99 Fern Avenue in Jesmond in Newcastle. If you know anybody that lives there, I was the first bedroom on the floor, on the ground floor. I brought so many boys back to that bedroom. And I actually realized after, how bad is this? After going back and forth with my landlord about like the stained mattress, after I won, about a year later, me and my friends were reminiscing on like uni times. And they were like, Max, do you remember that boy that wet the bed in your bed? And I was like, yeah, oh my God, that was so bad. And then I was like, that must have been the stain. A boy pissed in my bed.
Oh, man.
I couldn't believe it. I know. But I still won the 45 quid.
You wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for that.
I literally wouldn't.
If it wasn't
for
that
boy did not piss in my bed.
That's crazy.
Bear in mind, I woke up to him urinating onto me. I lifted the cover as in to go, why is it like wet? I feel wet. Penis literally... weeing onto my body.
How crazy is the butterfly effect that if you didn't wake up to a boy pissing on you, you potentially could not be where you are in your life right now.
That is crazy. I definitely wouldn't have been. I 100% would not have d- done TikTok. That is the thing that blew me up on TikTok for the first time.
So mental.
That is so wild. Thank you to that boy out there
who
pissed on me. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, my first year accommodation was 2 Davies House, Rowancroft.
Ooh. Where, though?
Exeter.
Exeter Uni. Okay. Yeah.
On the St. Luke's campus.
Ah.
Just us medics and sports scientists.
Oh
there.
My God, that sounds like the worst group of people. Mine was flat 93, I believe, Liberty Plaza in Newcastle. Anybody out there?
I was gonna say
let something. Me know. I think I was room C, flat 93 in Liberty Plaza. I think that's where I was. So if you go to Newcastle Uni and you are there, that's where I lived for a full year.
I was gonna say, oh yeah. I went to a charity MMA fight the other week because my mate was doing it.
Male wrestling.
Yeah, male on male.
On male acrobatics.
Yeah.
Yeah. aerodynamic.
And my mate was fighting and I was just walking around there and a few people recognized me.
Of course.
But one came up and he was like, he's like, oh, I used to go to the same school as you. And I was like, oh, did you? And he's like, yeah, I've literally like just left. You were, when I was in year 7, we got buddied up.
Oh, like when there's like a year 11 and a year 7?
Yeah, so I think I was like 6 or like year 11 or something. Yeah. And
oh, that's sweet.
Like if he needed someone, he'd come to me.
Oh, did you help him?
Yeah, he just got on fine. No, he was, yeah, it was quite... Quote,
that is wild.
Quite cute. Oh, I was like, please. That's so crazy. That's such a weird...
Anybody who went to mine and George's schools or girls, please comment. I'm so interested to hear this. Because I find it's... I feel like I live in this world where I don't think anybody from where I'm from gives a shit about me. Do you know I might be on like bus stops in Darwin?
I think I could be on... What, from when you went missing?
No, I'm doing like this. No, I'm doing this like this like local magazine asked me to do an interview. My mum's friends with the person who owns it. My mum's friends with the person who owns it. And I typically don't do like interviews for like magazines and stuff, but because it's like a Darwin thing, I was like, right, fine. And then she told my mum, she was like, yeah, like if he does it, we might make it a really big campaign and put him in all the bus stops. And I was like, that is fucking hilarious. Like the fact that I could be at the same bus stop that I used to wait at to go to school is wild.
Yeah, what was I going to say? I think, well, when I was there, they took ages to redo all of the displays. Or like,
oh yeah, you said you're still on.
When I was, I mean, it's been ages since I've left, so I wouldn't know.
5 years.
But 5 years?
6 years. You're 24 now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have left when you were 18, so 6 years.
Yeah, it's quite funny just to think that.
That is wild.
Even without everything else happening, it'd be quite funny to think you're just still on the school
display. They show my photography work to the people. Do you know when you do like a GCSE option choosing evening where you like go around the different classrooms and they show my photography work of me throwing coloured paint at my little sister's face when she was like 8 years old on the displays. And bear in mind, my sister was going around picking her things and it was her from like 5 years ago on the screen. And yeah, so bizarre. I want to know, are there any stories about us? Are people like, oh yeah, Max was awful?
Heavily main character in this now.
Oh my God. I'm just excited by it.
Have they named any stairwells after us?
Would you go, if like your school was like, we want you to come and like do a talk, would you go and do a talk?
What would I talk about?
I don't know. How to become a YouTuber. Unrealistic life goals. We want to put them on our children.
Here's something that I think is quite an interesting point. I think Chris raised it to me the other day. We were all speaking like about... We were like, oh, if everybody lost all of their followers and subscribers and the money that they'd gained from it, and they were just them now, not a team, people don't know who they are, who would grow to be... the most successful because it all stemmed from what a lot of people say when they do these like little speeches or like write books and stuff, and they're like, oh, this is how to be successful, and this is what I did, this is like a foolproof strategy and stuff. Like everybody that's successful seems to forget the fact that it is very much luck based. Oh, as well.
Yeah.
Being lucky enough to be in that
right place, right time,
where that person bought your first thing, or like this. So, like, for example, like our videos are the ones that randomly popped off.
Mm.
If those hadn't happened, we wouldn't have even started. So for us to then be like, oh, you just got to try and be you, and like,
definitely. So I always describe it as it's a big, like, stroke of luck. And then it's what you do with that luck.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen people that have had, like, so much luck and they blow up so quickly and so, like, massively, and then they don't do the correct things afterwards, and then they just kind of, like, peter off, like, very quickly. So, yeah, that's how I describe it. And it's stupid to not acknowledge that, I feel.
Yeah.
Because it's not all strategy. Like, it's not like, do you think when Arthur TV was, like, what did he say he used to do? What was it? One of the channels he had that was hilarious.
He's got like so many different YouTube channels.
Yeah,
like
what was one of them now?
Minecraft, Arthur TV.
There was one that was like the most bizarre thing I've ever heard, though. It wasn't true crime, was it?
He has done true crime.
But do you think when he made his first ever YouTube video, like, this is going to be my career? Or was he doing it because it was fun? And then, like, it, like, by a stroke of luck, or by, like, you know, whatever was being pushed on the algorithm that day or whatever, it kind of got seen, and then you kind of carry on. Also, many people are not in a position where they have the time to make fun social media content in their daily life because they're working, because they're, like, studying everything. So,
So you hear about people that have, like, been around for, like, 4 or 5 years, and they've just been slowly, and then suddenly they just, like... So... Yeah, it's just interesting. Like, well, it's just when the luck comes. Like, they could have easily just been,
yeah.
But then that's also not saying, obviously, chase your dreams and don't give up on them.
Yeah.
Within reason. But, like, say that point after 4 years was where they hit their, like, spike.
Stride.
If your, like, spike was after 25 years, it's like, is that then worth the... It's really...
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. You didn't really make a lot of sense then, but I still got what you said.
Mm.
I think we've been talking for so long now, and I've just realised that we've actually been chatting shit. I feel like we've had good conversations, though.
Yeah.
But I just looked at the time, and this has been a very long episode. So, if you enjoyed, guys, what can they do, George?
Well, if you are watching, you can like, comment, and subscribe.
Make
sure to ring. Oh, wait, how are we trying to get... 100K is a nice mark to get to. I think we're about 80 at the moment.
Listen, guys, we, like we said, we didn't fall off. We've just not been putting as much, like, effort into things, but that's about to change. So we want to make a 100K subscriber goal by the time that it's the tour. Is that good?
Yeah.
By May? That's like mid-May.
Yeah.
So then, and if we do, all of you on the tour will get a special gift.
You all get a 100K subscriber plaque.
You'll get every single blown one a kiss you. From me. If we get to 100K subscribers by the time that it's the tour, then we will do something very big on tour.
We get to dress each other for...
For the meet and greet. No, because we don't have time to change between them. We could do it that we get to, like, dress each other for each show.
No.
That's quite a fun thing to do. No. We'll come up with something, but it'll be good. Okay.
But yeah, make sure if you're watching, like, subscribe, ring that notification bell so you're notified every time that we upload. If you are listening, give us a 5-star rating. You can follow us.
Follow us.
And you can download us to a listener.
Download us, baby. And if you would like to send in a dilemma, please do so via our email, theuselesshotlinepodcast@gmail.com, or via our Instagram that we're also trying to get more followers on. And watch this space for more fun content coming soon, baby. But until next time, if you go to either of our schools or you did, ask about us. Maybe they'll name a section of the school after us, and maybe we would like that a lot.
The Belegde wing, and not the one underneath his arms.
Oh, love you. Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.